I have some clarity on how this is going to work. I will talk about the subject. I will dissect the title and the topic of each module.
All right.
So we heard about manifestation. Manifestation was very popular, became very, very popular when the movie The Secret came out. It was a sensation, tens of millions or even hundreds of millions, I'm not sure about the number, watched it and were influenced by it. It was on Oprah a couple of times. So everybody started to understand, so to say, the secret of life. How your thoughts, how your feelings attract what you want in life. However, there are more than 10 years now since The Secret was released. And the question is, does manifestation work or not? Because by now people had the chance to experience with it, had the chance to try different ideas, different exercises, different scenarios, and maybe they had or hadn't success. So that's why the first page has the idea of asking somebody if they really believe manifestation works or not. Because it's very, very profound. Do we have the ability to create our life, to be creators, to decide what kind of life do we want, or we just have a destiny where things are just scheduled for us and we just have to accept this as something that we cannot change. We just have to respond, maybe react to what happens to us, or is something that we can actually change. It's something that we can create. Of course, most people will say like the creation would be a much more exciting scenario. And my belief is that we are creating, however, if you think about it, in our life, we came into a family, we have a certain physical appearance, we have a certain intelligence, we have some certain prerequisites. So in a way, this is destiny. It's like in poker, we were dealt with a hand. However, we have the ability to choose what we want to do with this hand, and the options are infinite. That's why you see a lot of success stories. Most people care about wealth these days. If you look at 2/3 of the billionaires that exist in the world, they were self-made. 2/3, which is the big majority. So the vote, I hope to be, I mean, we will check it, because I'm creating this course before we have the results of the survey. I'm hoping that people will say that manifestation is real, that manifestation works, that we can actually create our own life, and we are not only, let's say, a victim of destiny. Victims of destiny. But we will see. We will see. We'll probably show in time what the results are, and you'll get to see for yourself. So let's get into the subject even more. What is manifestation? Most people, and I used to be like that as well, think manifestation is something like a goal setting, which is not so far from the truth in a way. So you set up some goals, and maybe you put a deadline. I used to do that. I, when I was younger, I was around my 20s, 22, 23, 24. I had a long period where I was experiencing with manifestation through goal setting. So I would put on a piece of paper my objectives, what I wanted to receive from life, and I noticed that many of them worked, some of them didn't. However, it was a bit random. So in a way, it was good that most of the goals that I was putting on a piece of paper actually worked. But I was taught by a book that I read at the time, and like by most, so to say, goal setting, manifestation courses that I studied, they always had this deadline. Like, you know, you have to meet this objective by this specific date, which is something that the corporate world uses a lot. But as you can see from results, I mean, it doesn't always work. It works sometimes, but it doesn't always work. So what is manifestation? Is it goal setting? I think it's not really goal setting, because it happens many, many, many times in life that we get what we want, but sometimes we don't get what we want and we're disappointed. But other times we do get what we want and we remain disappointed. So let me tell you a bit about my background right now, so you can know exactly where I'm coming from. I'm 37 years old. I've studied manifestations since around my 21, 22, and I started with goal setting. And actually, some of my objectives, many of them, I actually was able to accomplish them through manifestation. For example, I was able to become a millionaire by the age of 30. I was able to travel most of the world that I wanted to. I was able to have a lifestyle that I wanted to. I stayed a lot in Asia, in America, so I traveled the world. I was having, of course, good success in business. And around my 20s, late 20s, 27, 28, I realized that although I was achieving, so to say, my life goals, although I was, in a way, winning at life, I was still not really, really happy. Everything on paper was fine. I had a great business. I had a loving girlfriend that was very, very beautiful. I had a very nice car. I was traveling. I was partying. I mean, everything should have been perfect, but somehow I was not happy still. And that puzzled me a bit. Why does this happen? And then something actually bad happened. I got rheumatoid arthritis, by psoriasis, by one of the worst form of psoriasis. And I was faced with a situation where I had a lot of money in the bank. I was successful, but I was sick. I went to countless doctors in Romania, in Germany, and they didn't have the solution. They couldn't heal me. So here I was with a situation that put me in depression for maybe 6 months, even more, where I didn't know what to do. And I knew about manifestation, but at the time, when you feel very, very, very depressed, it's funny, but you don't have the best tools. You just cry for yourself in a way. You have sad thoughts. And it's very, very hard to move in a positive direction. However, I still kept in me the sparkle, the winning, so to say, mindset that I can achieve anything I want to, that I can succeed in getting what I want to achieve. And this, in a way, put me on a path to follow some holistical methods. I saw a book on Amazon about treating psoriasis that was focused a lot on nutrition. And I saw a lot of testimonials. So I thought, okay, this actually might be working. And it worked. It worked. I got a break on that disease. Arthritis got better, but I still had it. And I was, in a way, managing my health condition and still doing business and still trying to live my dreams. However, I was more interested in happiness and more interested in health. Most of my 20s, I was focused on business, on marketing, on management, on learning how to be more successful in my career. As I got that, I realized that it is an important piece of the puzzle, but it doesn't complete the puzzle by far. Because I was seeing that most people still had troubles in their life. I was seeing that no matter where you are, you still want to go to another level and to another level and to another level. So in a way, most people are always struggling. So that's why I was interested in becoming more spiritual. I was interested in learning how to achieve true happiness, how to be maybe like Jesus or Buddha or some other big personalities that existed and largely influenced the world. And because I was seeking, in a way, by intention, these things, life presented me with unexpected opportunities. I was invited to see a healer in China that could perform miracles. I was maybe a bit skeptical at first, but it came from a person that had nothing to gain from deceiving me, from fooling me. And I was actually very, very excited and interested in meeting that person. And when I got there, I was literally shocked, because I experienced with my own eyes how somebody with energy can perform miracles like putting fire with bare hands on a piece of paper or levitating physical objects with energy only. And that made a profound change in me, because I come from a background of science. I finished computer science in Bucharest, and I'm an engineer. I also know a lot about marketing and stuff like that. So I can say that I was very, very skeptical of people that believe in miracles, in saints, and some other things like that. I believed in manifestation. I believed in the, so to say, our ability to create our own world. But I was more a student of psycho-cybernetics, the book by Maxwell Maltz. I was more a student of the subconscious mind. And I understood that it has amazing powers. But here in China, it was the first time where I witnessed how somebody could do something extraordinary, something that you'd only see in Marvel movies, in my face, so to say. And I learned that technique from him. I cannot perform miracles, because it took him tens of years of practice, of meditation, of learning with different masters. But I followed his school. I followed his methods. So it got me fascinated by this kind of stuff. It got me fascinated into, in a way, becoming a better person spiritually. So I began researching and actively pursuing more traditions, more schools that had masters that were incredible. So in total, I had 3 schools, so to say. One is Qigong, another one is Neidan, both of them are from China, and another one is Shamanism, which probably originates from Peru. And in the past 7+ years, I've been focusing most of my time in progressing spiritually using these tools that I learned. So my financial life is pretty settled. I'm in a point where I'm retired. I have properties. I have income coming from resources, and I don't have to work anymore. I still want to work, but only for stuff that I have passion for, and I also believe create something benefic for the world. My love life is very good. I'm more happy than ever with that. My health, I still have a bit of psoriasis, but I don't mind it. I fully healed my arthritis, which was like the biggest problem, because At some points in my past, I could barely walk. And right now I sip psoriasis as a way to make sure that I'm focusing on my body, I'm focusing on myself, I'm focusing on nutrition, health, and spirituality first and foremost. So I don't really mind it. And it's getting better and better. I'm convinced I will heal it but I don't mind the process. I don't mind the process. So I started in manifestation with a goal-setting approach, but I saw that many, many, many times the deadlines are something that don't really happen. Many, many times, if you think about it in life, you think about something, you really want it, you are very, very active pursuing it, you put your focus, and maybe you don't get it. You stop thinking about it, you start focusing on other stuff, you have different activities, and all of a sudden you realize that the thing that you wanted in the first place actually happens. So I'm fully convinced manifestation works. I'm fully convinced manifestation works. There's specifics to it. And the movie The Secret was not, in my opinion, able to be complete because the process is a bit more complex. We don't really need to learn how to manifest. I really believe, in fact, we are all the time manifesting. Every thought that we have, every emotion that we have, every belief that we hold on to has manifestation power. So we are constantly, each day, every day, manifesting our life. We are creating our world without understanding many, many times that we do. And people will say, like, hold on, I didn't vote to be poor. I didn't vote to have a bad life. I didn't want it, maybe, to not have success in my love life. I didn't want this disease or some other things that people experience without having a preference to experience that. And manifestation is happening all the time while they say that. The universe is like a mirror. Manifestation is like a mirror. Think about how you look in a mirror. When you smile, the mirror smiles back at you. When you are sad and you have a frown face, the mirror cannot possibly frown back at you. So in a way, manifestation is more like that than like goal setting. Because there are many, many things that we want in life. And it's not only, so to say, our choice in a way. And I give you the example of a good love life. Maybe you have all the best intentions in the world, but you still need a bit of luck in order to find the right person, to find the right partner or partners for that. In business, some of the most successful people admit that luck was a factor in their success. They were at the right time, they had the right tools, and not only that, they had some other fortunate events that allowed them to become very, very successful. I'm not saying to rely on luck. I'm saying that in a way, in my opinion, this kind of luck has to do with manifestation, with what your energy is, with what you are doing when you look at the mirror. You're smiling or you're frowning. You're happy or you're sad. So most people, when they are not successful with money, they want to try new things. Some of them don't even try. Some of them complain. And they just say like, I'm putting a goal of becoming a millionaire or having this house or having this car. And I'm having positive thoughts about it. And I hope I will attract it in my life. And to some degree, it may work. However, if you have positive thoughts, 5 minutes or 10 minutes of your day, and the rest of your day, you're having negative thoughts and negative emotions, think what is actually happening in the mirror. You're smiling 5 minutes in a day, and maybe the rest of the day you're frowning. And that's the problem. We don't need to learn how to manifest. We're already manifesting all the time. The idea is to learn how to be conscious about it, how to choose what we manifest. Carl Jung, which is one of the most recognized psychologists, said, until you enlighten your subconscious mind, it will rule your life and you'll call it destiny. Another idea is that the secret is not complete because it only talked about, in a way, let's say daydreaming, about surrounding yourself with positive thoughts about and positive emotions, but it didn't told about action, which is very, very important, because the universe is like a mirror. It will reflect through your life, through the events that happen in your life. What is happening, in a way, is something that you created, but in case you're actually frowning at the mirror, you'll not accept it. And until you accept the negative thoughts, the negative emotions, the negative beliefs, you can't do much to change them. And the mirror will not deceive you. It will not fool you. It will not play games with you. It will only show what is your true reflection. Let's tackle the subject of financial abundance. People want to become rich. It's a common theme on social media. It's one of the objectives of most of the people. However, what they need to realize is that abundance comes in all sorts of forms. I've met in few occasions people that were very, very rich and they didn't have the lifestyle that I would want. So in a way, it's good to relax yourself about specific targets when it comes to manifestation, because the universe always gives you not necessarily what you want, but what you need. Think that we exist not only in this life, that we are spirits, that we had in the present other lives. I mean, you know about the theme where reincarnation is something that happens. There are some people that even in hypnosis can remember things like a language that haven't been used for a long time, or they have some different memories of some other past lives. There are even books that describe clinics that you can go to connect with the spirit world and with other lives. And the goal is not only to have a life and to get what you want in that life. The goal is to prepare yourself to become an infinite person. An infinite person that doesn't destroy itself. There was a fable that talked about a guy who was in Vegas, and some angels came to him and like, okay, so what is heaven for you? Well, I want to be able to go in the casino, win the jackpot every night, go home with a girl that I choose, and enjoy a wonderful time. So that happened for a number of days until the person got bored and bored and bored and bored. And he called the angels again and he said to them, look, I'm tired of this. And the angels just asked him, do you think this is actually heaven? So that's the fable. So in a way, we don't have, and I don't have the knowledge because I'm stuck in this physical life, of what it takes to be infinite. But we are already infinite. So we don't understand exactly what God or the universe itself is preparing for us. And nobody can know about this from my personal experience. However, we need to trust the process of life, that there is a creator, there is a God, and that it wants what is best for us. And in a way, if you think about it, manifestation is a tool that helps us become what we want to become. The reflection is just the feedback loop. It's happening all the time, and sometimes we don't like it, but the truth is that if you have poverty in your life, it means maybe you have poverty inside as well. If you have a lack of love on the outside, maybe you have a lack of love on the inside as well. If you have a lack of health, maybe there is something that you need to heal, that you need to focus about yourself as well. And in a way, you slowly come to realize that the universe always gives to you what you need to receive. So the whole reality, in a way, is an experience, but it's also a feedback mechanism. And what is the most important component in manifestation is your state of being in the present. Because, of course, we know about quantum theory, how everything is actually the present. There is nothing outside of the present. And to mind comes a nice saying from a movie that I really like. The past is just a memory. The future is just a dream. And all you have is this moment. And that's why they call it the present. So in a way, it is like that. We are having anxiety about like the future, what will bring us, what will give to us. We are sometimes excited, but many, many times we are worried about it. We have sad feelings and sad thoughts about what happened in the past, about what how we had certain bad experiences that affected our life and stuff like that. But in a way, the truth is that we no longer need to experience those. What was, what will be, all that is in this moment. So in a way, to be a more conscious manifestator, you need to connect more and more with the present. Because the manifestation happens only in the present. There is nothing outside the present. So when you think that maybe goal setting, I'm not saying it's not a valuable ritual, will make up for the other stuff that you do in the present, maybe it's not fully true. Because the universe doesn't care so much about our wishful thinking. It cares a lot more, or to even say it loudly, it's influenced directly by our vibration. And our vibration happens with our beliefs, happens with our energy in the present moment, and happens with our thoughts and actions. You can look at what is happening many, many times with those winners in lottery, how they win the big prize, maybe tens of millions or something like that, and they get back into poverty very, very fast. It's a clear statement that the inside hasn't changed. And they can have money for a while, but in case the inside is not of a wealthy person, they don't become wealthy themselves. So there are many, many people that believe that money is evil, that money is at the root of all evil. So what does that do in relationship with the money? In a way, it repels money from your life because you unintentionally sabotage yourself into not wanting money. I'm not saying you love money more than anything else, because in my opinion, that's a mistake too, because money is a resource. But you treat it responsibly, you appreciate it, you like it, maybe you love it, why not? But you don't put it ahead of what is more important than that, like your health. Of course, in a way, money is value. Money is like a service that you can get from other people, and the universe is not a fool. The universe rewards people with money the most, the people that deserve it. So in a way, the fastest way and probably like the best way to get more money is to make sure you are able to give a lot of value. There are exceptions, but many times people that receive money in an, let's say it, not worthy way, they just waste that money. Or that money is brings them experiences and manifestations that they wouldn't have preferred in the first place. Anyway, so in a way, to become wealthy, the best way is to realize that in many ways you are already wealthy and to act in providing a lot of value to other people so other people can give you back value as well. How can you realize that you are already wealthy when you have little money in your bank account, where you have a lot of debt? Think about that. How much money would you want to receive for an arm, for a leg? Would you trade that? Most people wouldn't. Another thing is the love life. That is important to many people. Many people enter a relationship with the idea of getting some. And then they complain that nobody loves them and they are not lucky in that regard. But would you want to be with a person that wants to be with you only because they want to receive things from you? Or would you want to be with a person that actually cares about you, that cares about unity, about having a fulfilling relationship where there is a win-win for everybody? With what kind of person you would like to be with? So you have to think about that as well. So in a way, the mirror of manifestation, although some people maybe will consider it not fair or too manipulative or something like that, it's actually very, very fair because it's a feedback loop for growing yourself as a spirit and as a soul. Also expanding your mind. So the fastest way to change the world is to change ourselves. We have to be able to introspect, to reflect, to understand, to question our beliefs and what is the relationship with our beliefs. Do we think something is bad? It becomes bad. Do we think something is positive? It becomes positive. So it's not only about imagining ourselves having a certain experience. That helps, but it's not the full process. Because the full process is with integrity. It cares about integrity. It cares about alignment of thoughts, of emotions, of actions. So it matters what we think. It matters how we feel. It matters what we say. It matters what we do. The more we want to have conscious manifestation, the more we want to unify everything that we do, everything that we think, everything that we believe into one and take full responsibility for what we're doing. To some, it may sound tiring because, you know, with thoughts, for example, it's hard to control the thoughts. There are some periods where we have depression, we have a bad emotional state, and it feels like everything is going against us. But these are temporary periods. And the positive about this is that we can grow during those. We can build emotional muscle. We can build mental focus and clarity. We can meditate in those periods. We can make sure we eat healthy. And this is a good example. Some people will say, okay, we'll put a goal. I want to lose a certain amount of fat. But what are your actions towards it? Because if you only have daydreaming, it will not be enough. You can daydream all day, but if you're eating fast food and some bad foods and you don't move your body at all, You cannot fool the universe and even your own body with something like that. Some people will say, yes, but this is a lot of work, what you're saying, Ciprian. Well, you're doing the work anyway. You're always having thoughts. You're always having emotions. You are always having actions. Who are you? What kind of person you prefer to be? What kind of person defines you? What is your spirit? What is your character? I'm sorry for not being a perfect English speaker. I was not native in English, so sometimes I may have some small grammar mistakes. But what should matter the most is the content that I'm revealing. So, in a way, life gives us a constant manifestation of who we are and of what we do. The problem is that most people are on some kind of an autopilot. They don't observe, they don't think, they don't analyze how they are and what they do, and they just expect different results. Albert Einstein was saying that insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. So the idea is that for the outer world to change, the inner world has to change. You can start by observing what kind of thoughts you have. Are these thoughts the ultimate truth? Or maybe they are just ideas that you just borrowed from somebody else, or from media, or from society, from your parents? You have to understand that each belief, each idea that you hold on dearly to, they affect your life. In a way, you are paying rent for them. Are they useful? Are they something that you prefer? Or it's something that the ego prefers as a way to have an easy way out? Manifestation is real, but in a way, only the people that can take full responsibility for it will actually get to enjoy it fully. It's like the way they say about self-made people. Everybody is self-made, but only the successful ones admit it. But everybody is self-made. So, in a way, to move forward, to make sure that you get the life that you prefer, to have the experiences and to achieve the objectives that you want to experience and to achieve, it's good to take full responsibility. So, in a way, one habit that some of the most successful people have is to take some time with themselves and to analyze, to introspect, to see what they're doing, what is good and what is not so good. To meditate is another good idea, because in meditation, you can observe your inner world. You can observe your thoughts and not take them for granted anymore. Is this a positive thought? Do I want to receive this thought as truth or not? Or is just a thought that I'm having because I'm in not such a good emotional state? What is my emotional state? What kind of emotional state I prefer? What are the thoughts that keep repeating and form beliefs? For all these modules, we will have an exercise. The exercise for this module will be to get in touch with taking responsibility for manifestation or not. Do you think manifestation is real? And I think if you really think about it, most people will say, like, yes, many times I was thinking about getting something I really wanted, and I really tried to achieve it, And then I forgot about it, and somehow it happened that I received it. It's a process that happened to many people. So they can relate to that. That what we think about, what we really want, after we act on it, and another important part is to let go of expectations, to detach from it, you actually receive it. So what about the bad events that happened in your life? And I will take into example my own health. I had some bad misfortunes, so to say, some people will say, in my life. And I see right now that they were blessings in disguise. For example, with my health, it was an opportunity to get in touch with my inner being, to get in touch with myself, an opportunity to become truly happy. Because I was in a happy position by society standard, by having a lot of money, by spending a lot of money, by having a rather hectic lifestyle. But it was tiring and it was not very fulfilling. So it was an opportunity to build inner strength, to change my nutrition, to learn different forms of meditation, and to understand much better manifestation and how to create my own life, which matters a lot more. I mean, it doesn't matter how much money you have in your bank account. What matters is how your life is. Are you doing what you enjoy to do? Are you fully satisfied in the present? Or you're just in a shallow perspective where you look for status or you look for symbols of something that you don't really have on the inside? Or another example, I have a burn. I have a burn face since when I was 9 months. When I was little, I thought it was a disaster, that nobody would like me. Right now, I can see that it was a blessing because it forced me to do more in that direction. It forced me to, in a way, compensate by doing better what I need to do, by building muscle when it comes to relationship with people. And right now, I don't have any negative side effect from it. In fact, my love life, like I said, is very, very good. And I still have a scar on my face. And nobody cares about it. But it was a way to build emotional muscle for me in the past. And right now, I can say almost that I like it. It makes me different. It makes me stand out. So there is a concept in the advanced spiritual world that there is no good or bad. It's only the way we see it. So even in Napoleon Hill book, Think and Grow Rich, one of the most important principles is that in every adversity, there is a seed of potential that can bring a much greater benefit that will fully compensate and more the adversity. And in my experience, life is like that. If you can accept the negative that is perceived by you as negative, there is an opportunity in time, maybe, to understand the way, or sometimes the way just comes to you when you're ready, to step on a journey that will bring you much greater rewards than the negative experience that you had, that will fully compensate for the negative experience that we have. So the best idea would be to become responsible for what happens right now in your life. Because when you become responsible, you're no longer a victim. And when you're no longer a victim, you can actually do something about it. We can choose to be victims, but we cannot choose to be victims and successful at the same time. So what is the choice? To be a victim or to be successful? Some people get something out of playing a victim as well. In fact, we learn this as babies. We learn to cry when we want attention. We learn to maybe try to manipulate at a young age. to get things that we want that we don't believe we would receive other way. But this is not the best approach. Because in life, we can receive everything we want with integrity, with transparency, deserving. If we are willing to act with integrity in the direction that we prefer. And the best benefit is that when we take full responsibility, we can allow more passion to come into our life. Warren Buffett, who is probably like the best investor of all times, said, tap dancing to work. The best way to become successful is to tap into your zone of passion. So in case you are thinking of preparing something that you want to give to the world that is valuable in order to receive value back, the best would be to pick something that you are very, very passionate about. Because passion by itself is something that we want to experience. Passion contains a lot of excitement, a lot of good energy. And as I have said, our present energy is what matters the most in the process of manifestation. I will teach specifics about how manifestation works and what is the best tool for making manifestation work in the next module. For this module, I will say that one of the best ways to move in life is to pick things that you want to do in order of excitement. So out of all the options that you have, what is the most exciting one? What is the one that you have the most passion for? You don't need to do too many things. You don't need to do many things. There are some people that believe that in order to become successful, you need to do a lot of things. Again, I can give the example of Warren Buffett, who works a few hours a day and is very, very successful. And there are other people like that who don't need to work too much in order to be successful. But it's important to follow your passion. It's important to follow your excitement. And it may happen that when you follow your passion and you follow your excitement, you will actually put in sometimes a lot of work. It's not a requirement, but it may happen. It's not something bad. If you like what you're doing, it's a great thing. And this is maybe a good idea to allow a Q&A session. Sorina, what do you think? Any questions?
All right, let me think. Well, you already answered some of my questions, like if emotion is important while manifesting. I just want to say a simple question. Do you think manifestation will work if I still have my doubts about its success?
It can work. However, doubt is a component of manifestation itself, because everything that we do and everything we are is an aspect that affects the mirror of manifestation. So in a way, when you have a doubt, you have a belief in that doubt. We always have 100% belief in something. You believe in something to be the way it is, or you believe in some doubts about it. So this is like a split of belief. So yes, it affects the end result of manifestation. The solution would be to look at the doubt. Maybe you can give me something more specific. And to fully analyze, is this doubt something empirically true? Is this like some ultimate truth? Is this like some the way the universe works? Or is just something I'm having because I may have some beliefs that are not fully aligned with what I prefer to be? So can you give me like a specific?
I was thinking more like generally, not believing enough in the spiritual world, or maybe being your whole life focused on scientific proof and then finding out about this seemingly amazing tool, but I don't know, still having doubts that it will work. I can't think of anything specific.
Well, when you have doubts, in a way, it's like casting energy toward the other direction. Because you still believe in something. You believe in the lack of what is. And yes, you can experience that in a way. So I'm not saying we don't look at science, but even science, most of the times, admits that, you know, even in fact, recently, I read that NASA, so to say, recognized that the CIA confirmed transcendental meditation, chakras, astral projection, manifestation, and parallel universes. You can do some research. So even the CIA confirmed that.
Right. So maybe a solution is to do some additional research and see what I can find that would maybe solve my doubts or make me feel at ease with this seemingly, I don't know, hippy-dippy practice. And one last question. Do you believe there is a price to manifesting? So like if I get, let's say, a lot of fortune, will something else in my life become bad because of that? Will there need maybe a cosmic balance?
There is a price to smile in the mirror and the mirror to just smile back at you?
I guess not.
Yeah, so the mechanism is automatic. I mean, it doesn't validate from a judgmental perspective, okay, this is good, this is bad. Because God doesn't really, really care about the dogma of like this is like religion has, like you know, you need to be this kind of person so God loves you. No, God loves you either way. Anyway, it's unconditional love. God has unconditional love for you. By God, I mean all that is. I mean the universe itself. Because you exist, that's the simplest proof. The fact that you exist, the fact the consciousness of all that is allowed you to exist, because everything is conscious. Everything is consciousness, first and foremost. And even physics understand that. And I should know because I've studied quantum mechanics in my school. I'm an engineer in computer science. So we studied a lot of physics, a lot of mathematics advanced. And yes, the observer is the most important part, which actually is not only influencing matter, but it creates matter itself. So physical reality is like a dream. We're having this slow dream that exists within our consciousness. We used to believe that consciousness is something that is in our body. No. The body is contained in our consciousness. The body is contained. Now the other way around. So it's just a dream, like when you have a dream when you go to sleep. It's just physical. It's something that happens more linear, but it's still like a dream. And science cannot disprove that. Actually, all their evidence is for that they have. So maybe you have some other doubts. Maybe you believe you are not worthy, which is another idea. But then we go to beliefs. What do you truly believe? Can you be objective? Maybe you are worthy. You know?
Yeah, I think I get what you're saying. So I'm only putting my limit on myself, but the universe is not limiting me.
Absolutely.
If I believe there's a price, there will be a price.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that makes sense.
If you believe you can or you can't, you are right. Henri Ford said that.
Yeah.
I think he was right. I mean, every little thing that we believe or we have doubted has an influence on the overall process of manifestation. So that's why the secret is incomplete, because, yeah, it's a good part what they're saying, and it's good that they actually introduce to a large majority the power of positive belief, of positive thoughts, of positive emotions, And the idea that we are constantly vibrating and attracting in our life the match of our vibration. However, it's incomplete because it's not only in the good times that manifestation happens. It's only in the bad times, so to say. It's not that God is always watching us and blah, blah, blah. No, he is always watching us because at a higher level, God is all-powerful, all-seeing, all-observing. But it's not for punishing us. No, it's just because, you know, God loves us. God loves us. And yes, it's all-present, all-powerful. And it gives us what we are. I mean, the manifestation is like that because the universe has only one answer to anything that we give to the universe. And the answer is yes. So when you put something, like to give a simple example, am I bright? The universe says yes. Am I stupid? The universe says yes. You know, is it easy? The universe says yes. Is it hard? The universe says yes. Because it allows us to choose, but it gives us the feedback so to further choose what we prefer. Because the universe cares the most about infinity. Because the universe is infinite. And if we had instant manifestation, we would basically self-destruct. We can cope maybe 1,000 years, maybe 10,000 years. But at some point, we'll be like, okay, let's end up our existence, which is not possible. When we die, we wake up in spirit. And, oh, this was just like a dream. Oh, such a good dream. Okay, let's take another life.
I like the notion of the answer of the universe always being yes. That really puts things in perspective for me. So I'll think about that until the next module. Thank you.
Cool. Any other questions?
I think for now that's it, but I'll write down any other question that I might find, and I'll ask you next time.
So what I'm doing myself right now is that I'm constantly meditating, and I achieved already the ability of not having thoughts, because I don't need so much content from my mind, so to say. Because, I mean, I found in the past that most of the thoughts that I was having was like worrying thoughts, like, you have to do this, you have to do this, you have to do this, stuff like that. So one of the ideas of spirituality and of like the Asian arts is to enter a state where you are thoughtless, where you are without thoughts. So I was able to achieve presently a state where I have no thoughts more than 95% of my time. So in a way, for me, it's easy to speak a bit of essential and to just put case, you know, to make a case closed. But it's a bit hard. Not, I wouldn't say hard. It takes more effort to come up with more ideas and more ideas and more ideas. The more I can answer to questions, the easier it is to create meaningful content, to create relevant content, because some of the ideas that you had, it wouldn't be my natural choice. You know what I'm saying? Some of the questions, because they don't happen to me anymore. It doesn't occur to me. Like doubt. And yes, I fully agree that most of the people, for most of the, it's a valuable question and it's a valuable answer. But for me, from my perspective, where I am right now, I look at doubt as a thought, as a feeling, and I initially sense if it's something I prefer or I don't prefer. If it's something I prefer, if I observe it. And to get into the essence of it, into the belief part of it. Sometimes it just dissolves, but I don't accept it as a given. I process it. But I'm doing that because in my life, 98% of the time I meditate. When I'm having an interaction, I meditate. When I'm speaking with you right now, I meditate. So what is manifestation? In this model, as you said, my intention was to make people accept that whether they like it or not, manifestation is a constant effect that is happening in their life. There isn't even a movie like the Groundhog Day or something, right? So like this happens over and over again until you change something. Yeah, Groundhog Day. I can give you the, it's a nice movie. We could recommend some of these movies and tools in the workshop for sure. I will send it to you by picture, right? So you can, so Groundhog Day. It's a nice movie. So like the frowning on the mirror will always happen to you back until you learn how to smile. So in a way, the universe is a bit passive. The universe is a bit passive because it only does what you do. It only does what you do. But the benefit is that in a way, when you smile, it cannot help but smile back at you. And this is done so you are a creator, so you are the person that does the change. So you can actually enjoy the reward, enjoy the self-esteem that you receive from knowing that you were the one to make the change, if it makes sense. Because there is a lot of satisfaction in that. When you become successful, probably like a lot of the satisfaction is knowing that you became successful by chance. You know, I mean, knowing that it's your own merit. I think it's a very important component for self-worthy, for optimism and stuff like that. I started that we wanted to have a small ideas, right? So manifestation, this module, the goal to get people to take responsibility that manifestation is an effect. It's something that is happening to them, whether they like it or not. And they can witness samples of that. Sometimes through goal setting, sometimes through small experiments, like you think about something and somebody calls you and stuff like that. But it happens. Module number two, which is process of manifestation. Here I will teach a formula, which is the best formula that I've encountered in my experience for making manifestation work long term. Not only now, but for having something that gives you what you want and also gives you fulfillment. Module number three, process of continuity of, so to say, waiting to receive what we want, because one of the biggest problems, like I said, was deadlines. So the universe doesn't really happen with deadlines. Because like with a baby, right? I mean, okay, it takes about 9 months, but you cannot put a date exactly on it somehow, right? The same how an apple grows. It happens around that time, but there is not an exact timing. It just takes as much time as you need to take. And the problem is that many people are in a control mindset. Like, no, I want it now. I want it now, right? Everyone wants it as soon as possible. And of course, that can affect grossly, so to say, the process of manifestation. And that can sabotage many, many people. What happens if outcome that you prefer to manifest doesn't happen at the specific time you want it? Like, you know, some people will like think that manifestation doesn't work. They'll enter a negative state and they will make the outcome disappear for a good while, you know, and they'll be back at ground zero. Module number four, complete vibration. And this we will also discuss about water, about nutrition. Module number five, thoughts and beliefs, and also emotions. I think this is where I will also tackle about how the subconscious mind is structured. Because most people don't have an idea. And as you make more progress into meditation, into expanding your conscious mind, it's very, very important. Plus, beliefs ultimately determine what you receive. Ultimately, beliefs and like I said, the most important part is the energy of present. But of course, beliefs are the building blocks of reality. Inner peace, accelerating the manifestation. Here, I will talk more about inner peace, because in a way, inner peace is the outcome desired in spirituality. So as you can see, this is not like a manifestation tool, like learn how to manifest like a trick. It's not like a gimmick. Like this is like a manifestation technique. This is what you, because manifestation tricks can work on the little stuff, but when it comes to the big stuff, they fail to work. They fail to work. So in a way, one of the highest goals of life would be to achieve inner peace. And I will talk about that because I have it most of the time. There are some small moments when I don't have it, but I know what I'm doing. And I'm getting back to inner peace very, very fast. 7, emergency situations. What should you do when you are in a desperate position? And here I can talk about different scenarios. Maybe you can come up with some scenarios. Like, for example, when somebody has a specific need, or when you have a depression, a long period of depression or something like that. So I will tackle that because I'm sure there are some people that have been through those, are in those, or would want to know how to handle those. 8, how to receive the desired outcomes. Like I said, many times people get what they want and they're still not happy. So I will talk about that. How to make progress after you already made some of the goals, some of the objectives a reality. How to make progress. Because it was a thing that actually it happened to me. I received, like, okay, I made a lot of money. I had a successful relationship. I was healthy. What's next? Many people go into drugs, go into bad habits. So you want to have some tools that can help you build an even brighter life, if it makes sense. How to enlighten the subconscious and limiting beliefs that we have. And I will also talk about ego, which many say is the biggest enemy we have.
Yes. All right. Well, another question that I had is, how specific can you be with manifestation? How specific financial success or maybe a specific partner, can you manifest something like that?
Well, my answer to that is that the more you go more broad, the easier it is to get success. And I can give you an example in the love life. So, for example, somebody says, like, you know, in order for me to have a happy love life, I want somebody who is tall, blonde, has big breasts, has la 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 la. So the more specific you are, in a way, you diminish your chances of creating success and creating happiness faster. Because in a way, you are in a position of rejecting what else comes to you, because nothing comes to you by chance. Everything that comes to us isn't an accident. When we take time and observe what we need to learn from a specific lesson or from a specific partner, or I'm not saying, okay, somebody who is a jerk comes into your life. I'm not saying, you know, just stay with that person to make love work. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that maybe somebody who is a brunette, not so tall, but has some other qualities that you don't consider at first, could actually give you a bigger satisfaction than what you imagined in the first time. So when, in a way, when you're being very, very specific, you are, in a way, stealing from yourself. You are limiting yourself. And I can give you the example with money as well. Let's say your idea is wealth is having $100 million. Some people, you ask some people, and what will you do with that money? And they will just say, okay, I will invest the money. But so what is your amount? My amount is, so what will you do with that money? Most people, when you ask them exactly what will they do with that money, don't really have an idea. Simple ideas, okay, the house, the car, but what else? It's much more important to have the experience than just to have ego about this specific needs to happen. Because the universe always gives us not what we specifically want, but what we need. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it did. Thank you. And another question. In your opinion, is there something that you can't manifest? Anyone cannot, nobody could manifest?
Everyone is constantly manifesting all the time. So it's not a question of something that cannot be manifested, actually, because everybody is already manifesting. It's a position and a perspective of what they are manifesting. What they're manifesting. So many people manifest a lot of poverty. So it's not like a lack of abundance that they're manifesting. It's an abundance of poverty that they're manifesting. That's how it works. Everyone is abundant. Everyone is made in the image of the infinite creator God. But some of them are just, you know, small little babies when it comes to understanding how manifestation works and how to consciously manifest what they actually prefer. Good answer?
Yes. As my final question, and this might be for a future module, we'll see. Are there any signs that my manifestation efforts are working? So can I look for signs that what I'm manifesting is coming true?
Why do you need those signs? As a validation?
Yes, I guess.
So why? I mean, do you believe manifestation is something that is ever present or not?
Well, I think my answer should be yes.
You think or you know?
Well, I've just gotten this information from you, so I guess I need to sit with the information a little bit and let it absorb, I guess. Maybe it's not something that was known to me before.
Okay, maybe you want to ask me some more or present me exactly what your doubts are, you know, or what your thoughts are, so I can help you with that. And I can give you proof that so in a way, I see a lot of people like that. Like, you know, Cyprian, I was thinking about somebody and they just called me. Or I look at my cell phone and I see this kind of number. And like, yeah, I'm in synchronicity. Yeah, I'm in a good state. It's like, in the beginning, it's fun, right? But at some point, when you constantly look at your phone and you always see 000 or whatever, you know, you see like a special number, or you think about somebody and they'll call you. After a while, it's not so special anymore. This happens to me a lot as well. But it's nice. Maybe some people like it more, like a valid tool for understanding manifestation more. But after you know 100% that manifestation happens anyway, it's not such a big deal anymore, if it makes sense.
I guess I can understand that. Maybe my question I could say it in a different way. Is there any way to not lose hope that manifestation will work? I guess it's just knowing that it will work.
Well, it's funny when you say hope about a process that has been validated for so many times for something that is happening all the time anyway, and you can't do anything about it to change it. It's like almost losing hope that when you breathe there will still be oxygen, you know. when you go in, when you are in the forest already, you know, of clean air. So again, maybe you can connect with your lack of trust, because all the time you have 100% trust in something. Is a clear thought or there is doubt? That's a thought as well. What would you prefer to have? What is the ultimate truth? If it makes sense. So, for example, maybe your doubt is like, will this work for me? It's already working for you, I'm saying. And you can think about how maybe you wanted things in the past and they just happened. Am I right or not?
Yes, I think so.
In fact, most of the things that you really wanted and there were like a goal, they actually happened. Most of the things. Right?
Yes.
Isn't that a validation?
Yeah, I can see that. So basically the answer is to just trust the process because it's already happening.
Trust the truth. Trust the truth. Don't try to add negative meaning to it. Because when you add negative meaning, it's like when you add some frown and then you look at the mirror. Of course, the mirror, okay, here is you frowning, you know. And then, I knew the mirror was frowning at me. What happens in reality too? I mean, we receive, in a way, proof that what we do works. And then somehow, we want to maybe experience, play a little bit with the dark side. Okay, this doesn't work. And the universe, this doesn't work, says, yes, this doesn't work. And then, all of a sudden, this doesn't work. Like, it's not the ultimate truth, but is the reflection of your inside. The mirror doesn't lie, just shows back who you are.
Yes, I can see now the connection. Thank you. I think that's all the questions I have for today, but we'll see next time. Maybe Andrei will help me to formulate more questions. Maybe not all of them will be about doubt.
It's okay. Let's see how it goes. I mean, it's an ongoing process. Let's, you know, make the best of what we have and what we can do. I mean, it's already 1 hour and 50. I'm sure maybe 1 hour will be content. We can add some more. Hopefully it will be nice. It will be exciting for many people. And we can add, we can make a good product.
Yes, I really enjoyed the module today. I made a lot of little notes on the side for myself as well. And I think it would be very helpful for everyone who just begins manifestation right now. So cool. Thank you.
Cool. So let's have another one tomorrow. And we will have for 10 more days until the everything is complete. And or maybe we'll have 10. I mean, in case I don't have any more tips and tricks to tell, 10 is not a bad number either. So yeah, that's basically it. And let's add Andre. Maybe he has more questions. I think the more questions we have specific, the more I can give insights and ideas. And maybe you can come up with ideas because obviously we are working, all of us, into having success with this product.
Yes, that all sounds good. I'll talk to Andrei today and I'll arrange for him to join us tomorrow.
Okay, thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. Have a great day as well.